This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist's decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I told you a couple years ago that I stood right outside of Washington, D.C. and spoke by the word of God, you are under a curse, even this whole
Welcome
nation.
Back. This is Deanna.
America.
This is the second this hour curse. Of Spingola
It will
Speaks.
Never
Our
be
guest
blessed
today is
as
Mike
America
King.
Again.
He is the author of
God will
New
bless his people
NWO,
everywhere,
Forbidden Mystery, 1763 to 2013.
And you people
his
keep
website
on going
is
to the world.
TomatoBubble.com.
And
just a
to
quick note, we will not be broadcasting
to
live tomorrow or on Wednesday.
When
additionally, Clint Richardson, who is usually on between 7 and 9 Central Standard Time, is away for the Christmas holiday.
After
and
all,
so tonight, Lark and Bruce
Grant,
McCarthy of RBN's Dacom Line will be subbing for Clint. And actually, I will be subbing for Clint next Monday. So anyway, back to Mike. Mike,
and
welcome back.
Okay.
Okay, I was looking at some notes during the break.
And even
and the Rendon Group
is
one of the PR firms that does a lot of interesting things. They're the ones that furnish the flags, and they're the ones that make all these millions of dollars from the Pentagon. And in my notes, it talked about the public, the Rendon Group. In fact, I'll just read you the note. The Rendon Group is a secretive public relations firm that has assisted a number of U.S. military interventions in nations including Argentina, Colombia, Haiti, Iraq, Kosovo, Panama, and Zimbabwe. Renan's activities include organizing the Iraqi National Congress, a PR front group designed to foment the overthrow of Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. And these are notes from quite some time ago.
As I sat
but this is what they do,
ear,
and this is how they make the millions of dollars.
I ask you to listen to me, sir.
Let's see. They
you will know
get
the things I say of
since
God.
Since 2001, the they have been working for the Pentagon, and they make about $56 million a year.
And when Bonko said,
and that can furnish a lot of flag burning and media mobs and all the other stuff.
You know, a lot of poor people for a couple hundred dollars will come out in the street.
Oh, absolutely. Yes,
moment.
Just pay them $100 to show up somewhere and do whatever it is they ask them to do.
Yeah.
And of course they'll do that.
During the heyday of that Occupy Wall Street nonsense, I recall seeing on Craigslist jobs
have they loved
for professional activists
they have
to participate
their
in Occupy
therefore the
Wall Street and other left-wing calls.
He will
now they would actually
remember
pay
their iniquity and visit their
to show up and be an activist. It's right
and
on Craigslist. I mean, I was toying with the idea of infiltrating myself.
That would have been good. You should have done that.
Well, you know what? The next time something like that surfaces, maybe I'll do that with a hidden camera.
Of course, then they'll know if they're listening, which I'm sure they do monitor this program. They'll know that it might be you. So you're going to have to use another name.
Yeah, or you can just kind of walk in and mingle about with the people. But
yeah,
there's certainly,
sure.
I mean, that was a mixed
lie.
Bag that Occupy Wall Street business. It definitely had elements of a color revolution to it.
You're going to believe
it,
huh?
I think at some point they shut it down because
Gentlemen,
they lost control of it.
We know that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
People were starting to show up and interact,
but it was clear by the masses that flooded the altar that night, some of them weeping and others falling to their knees and repenting. Yet many Americans never heard
the
simple
gospel.
It was
very strange the way they built that up. I really
Come
thought they were headed for some kind of
if
color
If we ever heard it, if
a
nation did ever
heard it,
it was America. The light
well,
I actually and men
interviewed somebody that took part in that, Patricia McAllister.
Why America
and she was interviewed
darkness
by someone, and she was
today.
She really laid the blame on Israel.
Because the American church
because she did that, she lost her job at the school system.
In other words, what are local churches doing to present the simple gospel?
There are a few
in the neighborhoods in which God has established our
communities. Activists showing up at these things. And,
America and the Church of America is apostate, backslidden,
disappeared as quickly
not
as it
ordained
was built
upon.
Up.
Exactly. Let me just tell you what one of a couple of our chatters said.
Said
it's a rent-a-mob, an anonymous chatter said they will pay you to show up. S-H-O-A-H, show up.
That's all to it.
Oh, that's clever.
Yes,
we have some
heard.
Clever people in the chat room.
They just didn't listen.
$55 million
Americans made
the
decision for Christ.
You could turn off the mop.
Won't be.
Sure.
America's choosing not Christ. But they're choosing
the
God of this world.
And, that is so true, because if you can get one person in a crowd, or two, three, interspersed and kind of,
when the word of God is very
areas,
clear, they will not
You can
repent.
Really get, you
the
can turn the crowd.
Nineveh,
you can really turn the crowd.
You understand the dynamics of mob
because
psychology
they repented
once you get the
at
people
the preaching
there.
Of the Son of Man,
and then the next step in the
but
process
this generation will not repent.
From the
Scripture
riot
tells us that they repented
they
not
the
of their sorcery, of their fornication,
of
their thefts.
Where you clearly see that the blood
we
is
are
fake.
Going to be destroyed.
And then the New York Times will run with that
and
on
the
its front page. Oh, look
them.
At this horrible regime,
if we
what
don't
they do to their people.
Get
that's
right with
that's part of the formula, too.
Sure.
Now, do you remember Nada from Iran when they tried this business
God
in Iran?
The prophets say unto them, ye
the
shall
famous
not see the sword, neither
no.
shall
a lot of
he
play. She supposedly was a young girl, a student, who was
the Lord
showing up at an anti-government rally
prophet,
and was gunned down by a sniper.
In my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them,
shot to
neither
the chest,
speak unto them.
Supposedly. You can see on video there's two men helping her to the ground.
And a thing of naught.
She didn't just drop. I mean, they actually helped her to the ground.
Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets.
Well, that was kind of him.
Yeah, it was kind of him. And then, out of nowhere, blood starts gushing out of her nose
shall not be in
and
this
mouth
land.
As she's looking at the camera.
By sword and
sheer Hollywood.
Shall those prophets
yeah, yeah.
be consumed.
And if you look at some of, these some of the pictures,
and
it
the
appears that somebody just passed
shall be
his hands over her face.
Of because of
and then the next
the
moment, there's blood.
They shall have none to bury them.
Everywhere. But Nada was all over
their sons nor their daughters. For I will pour their wickedness upon them.
I guess I just should
Therefore,
be reading
thou
the newspaper
this word unto them.
Yeah.
Let mine
so if they can't provoke
the
an actual
day,
violent response
them not
from the police,
be.
They'll just
For the virgin daughter of my people is broken with
but
a great grief.
Yeah, it's all Hollywood.
Grievous,
but,
Lord.
Exactly.
If I go
all right, let's take a phone call.
Behold,
let's take Kent in West Virginia. Kent, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Danny and Mike. Yeah, a couple of things. Of course, we just had this anniversary about a month ago, and there was another operative that somehow ended up in Russia many years ago. Remember his name, Lee Harvey Oswald? He sort of wandered into Russia and then somehow got back to the United States, and now they're all just talking about, well, maybe we'll pardon Snowden so he can sneak back into the country, and then they'll come up with something for him to do. So I just think that's an interesting parallel. And, concerning Brazil, I used to see on maybe the BBC, excuse me, BBC or German television, you know, 5 or 6 years. Lula was, I always thought that, well, the United States won't put up a Lula because Lula was, you know, a man of modest background who really accomplished, you know, rose up in, you know, in Brazil and was actually... doing things for the you know, the people that didn't have much, the poor people, you know, giving them, improving their education
and the fire,
improving their circumstances,
just
but at the same time seeming to,
again ministering to
keep the economy running at a pretty
in our morning
effective way. And I always thought
I
that, well,
them,
they'll
going to be a
certainly want to do away with Lula,
God,
because that's just a bad example. And another thing is Brazil has a huge oil find off the coast, so they'll be wanting to
the latter rain
get things in that too.
Out
so,
on
I can see how Brazil would be
one of those outpourings
circled
the globe
subterfuge.
As they went and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ in every nation, in every
tribe,
creature. The result of that gospel being preached was that men who received the light repented and were saved in every generation up until now. But the masses,
gentlemen, we do have a break, a 3-minute break, so we will be back in 3 minutes. Kent, if you would like to stay over the break, you're certainly welcome to do so.
And America was truly a nation that honored Christ in its inception, whether Satan wanted it one way or not.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblock has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblock and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblock is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
And when they offer burnt offerings and oblations, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. Then said I,
welcome back. Our guest today is Mike King, the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. And we have Kent from West Virginia on the phone. Okay. And you were talking about... what were you talking about?
Brazil.
specifically.
And in particular, it's defiance of the globalists.
And it's
very close relations with Iran. I wanted to mention, I just learned this the other day. I was surprised. Well, nothing surprises me anymore. But not only does the United States, at the behest of Israel, of course,
and the people that listen to
impose onerous sanctions on Iran,
are going to be cashed out.
There are lower level sanctions that we impose on countries that exceed a certain amount of trade with Iran. Can you believe that?
Here,
we're telling other countries how to trade, and we're going
to
punish you if you trade with Iran. And some of the countries that have been punished with these sanctions, they're not heavy sanctions, but they
destroyed today.
They take a bite. India's one.
That's being perpetuated by
Brazil,
even most of these
another one that is openly defied the United
who actually
States
many of them will get out there and
sanctions
sing Christmas carols.
So,
Cuba also still it has been under sanction since the 60s.
And he that hath not
it's the longest running sanction that we've
Noah
ever had.
With Christ
yeah
in you.
I mean, that's,
would have
I mean, that's
a
absurd.
Tree.
I mean, I despise
Noah
Castro
with Christ
as much
in you would
else,
decorate
but
a tree
or
spend the kind of money
done,
you have gone,
the gone
into debt
made
for a bunch of worldly goods.
You are a heathen.
You
are
living a life
that
does not include God.
But yeah, that's really ridiculous.
God
mm-hmm
is not.
And of course, the Iraq sanctions.
Liars.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! And what was it that Albright said? Mammon Albright.
And
well, 500,000 children. Yes, we did what we thought was right, and yes, we did.
She said it was worth it. She was the price worth it. Yeah, we think it was worth it.
Yeah, well, what about the parents? Do you think the parents thought that it was worth it?
You're not going to be saved until you acknowledge that what you are doing is a sin.
They are, absolutely.
And so doing that,
absolutely,
true psychopath.
You acknowledge God.
I mean, if you were to take Charles Manson and Jeffrey Dahmer and Richard Speck and all the great mass killers of all time,
repent of your sins, turn
they were
from
nothing
your wicked way,
charge,
and
give them the power of the U.S.
pardon
military. I don't think they can hardly do much worse.
They won't do that.
Indeed.
They just
indeed. And I think probably all of the media attention that those people received was to take
the
media
Christ
attention off of the really, really big criminals.
Tears that I could weep for this deluded, polluted generation.
Now, like Stalin said,
of mankind,
one death is a tragedy.
Exactly. Yes.
People need to.
Yeah, you want to jump in with a comment here?
Yeah, I just have one thing about Greenwald that this website that I read occasionally. Apparently, he is trying to all these wonderful files that Snowden gave him that. Now he has. He's trying to extort media organizations around the world for big, huge fees to be allowed to print these things. And also, supposedly, he's setting up a media organization with the guy that founded eBay or something. So I'm wondering whether, he's going to set up another front organization. They'll make a huge profit to go into the CIA's black budget. It's just a beautiful scam they pulled off, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, for someone who's such a patriot, who's so concerned with people's privacy and America's right to know, why is he sitting on this information for 6 months now?
Yeah.
It's very odd. Definitely there's some profit motive on his end. But my suspicion is the release is meant to be strategically timed. Something explosive is going to come out of these so-called leaks. I'm quite sure of it. If WikiLeaks is any precedent.
I think you're right. It's pretty... This makes you wonder what Snowden, not Snowden, but Putin thinks as he watches all this. Here this guy shows up. Of course, he let him in, but I would imagine that the KGB, I bet you they don't have much contact with him. I bet they're watching him
I'm sure they're not fooled. If you want to get an indication of what the Russians think, if you ever watch RT News, you see some of the guests they have on. They often have Webster Carpley on.
Yeah.
Called Snowden out as a phony. You know what was interesting?
That is funny.
You in the run-up to this almost war with Syria, that at that same time, RT News started running 9/11 conspiracy theories. Very unusual. It suggests to me that not only do the Russians know what the real deal is, but in a way they were saying, listen, if you continue this route, we're going to play this card, we're going to expose you. RT is directly under control of the Kremlin. It's an English language channel, if you've ever seen it. They always have, you know, pretty woman giving the news. But yeah, they did some 9/11 conspiracy pieces. They didn't go deep into it, but they went just far enough to send a message that, hey, we know.
Okay. Sure. But I do know that the three women that they had giving the news are fully clothed. No cleavage. Which
yeah,
is kind of,
yeah.
No, kind of different than Fox News.
Yeah, Fox is kind of out of control.
What next?
That's the conservative news station.
And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach.
No, it's interesting that 9/11 around the world, I listen to it. 9/11 is such a taboo. Iran is the only station I've heard on the radio. I do remember seeing RT on the CNN recently. I think you're right there. But through the years, Iran is the only country that has ever officially touched on 9/11, and they would always refer to it as highly suspicious events of 9/11. So, I mean, it's amazing. So you're right there. They're sending a message by opening this can of worms.
Sure. And they've also touched on the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And of course, Al Jazeera news used to be about the same, but then they took over. I think the CIA took over the Al Jazeera.
Yeah, they've been neutered. My favorite international broadcaster is Radio España, Spanish radio, and they have two Americans and an Englishman there. About a year ago, he had a guy named Nils. Something, a Dutch 911 expert on there. And he had a full explanation and discussion, just as you or I would from what we know. And it just astounded me that that would be allowed. And I actually wrote to them in praise of that sometime later. And he denied doing that program.
Really?
He said, the answer was very obvious.
He must have got his hands slapped.
Didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
They knew what people were saying about him.
Yeah, I just could not believe that. I don't know. You know, I don't know. Somebody else must have done it. I didn't do that. I sent him a message praising him and saying,
"We the revelation of the Father."
I've never heard from a national, nationally sanctioned broadcaster anywhere in the world.
But
you know what? Oftentimes, what will happen is on the lower and mid levels of a big media organization.
Others say you're Jeremiah.
Slip in under the radar. Then the day after, the higher-ups will kill it.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
Sometimes you could catch some really interesting diamonds of truth. I remember here in North New Jersey, the day after those five Israelis were arrested, it was
very
important record.
For his elect.
Yeah.
For
the day after that, it disappeared.
And these were the elect.
But it was on record.
Standing in front of him. He was going to go away, but he knew it.
Front page, yeah.
He was going to be taken away.
All right, we will be right back.
And he wanted
them
to know very
precisely
who he was and what he was and why he was. It was important for them to know, because they were going to be witnesses to him, to his Messiah, the Christ.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Where do you think it's being sent? I know I'm telling you, it's coming from a small farm, a little manger scene, you know, where the...
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. The website is tomatobubble.com. And I keep thinking of your poem about pain. I just love that poem. That is just a classic. I hope that it goes all over the internet. I think that you did such a good job and included so much. And it all rhymed. It was just, I'm very impressed with that.
I was afraid I was going to run out of words that rhyme with pain, but they just kept coming.
How do you like that? Another called the
hot. By the way, to find that poem, one would have to go to the updates and archives page.
Then receive the signal and send it up into the air.
Well, I have something called the Rhyming Dictionary, And it was published years and years ago. And I know that there's a lot of words that rhyme that we would never think of, but it seems like you just did such an excellent job at that. And it all made sense. I mean, gosh, it's one thing to use words that rhyme, but quite another if they're all very, very applicable, which those were all very applicable. So,
the good
there's so much information out there, and we talked about black propaganda
the word of the Lord
and how the government has used so people, has used public relations firms, has paid millions of dollars to PR groups, which, of course, makes us think of Edward Bernays, and he's been around for, well, he was around for quite a number of years ago, and worked with the War Department, and we have to recognize that the government actually does have departments that devote all of their time to black operations in order to program the public to respond to and to act in a certain way. We're all programmed, and I've been studying this book because I recognize that it's an important aspect to think about, how to counter group manipulation tactics.
And that's what I'm doing now.
And this is a group. The internet is a group. We belong to a group. The people in the alternative media belong to a group. And so the very best environment for the government to work in is the alternative media on the internet.
That's $1 million that God.
Certainly, there's certainly infiltration there for sure.
Yes. Yes,
it's a science. It really is a science, the art of group manipulation. It truly is a science because at our core, we are animals, if you think about it, and we're governed by the same instincts that would govern our flock of sheep or a herd of cattle. That groupthink mentality is wired into us. For one reason or another, some of us are able to resist, just like wolves are pack animals, but every so often you get a lone wolf.
Right.
But when you understand our inner animalistic nature, and they do, they know how to manipulate it. We seek the comfort of the herd. And that's why it's so difficult to persuade people to believe in the things that we believe. It's partially because they don't want to accept the horrible truth. But what's most fearful of all is to become part of the extreme, part of the margin. That's where people don't want to go. That's what terrifies people more than the knowledge that our own government is criminal.
Right.
They don't want to be isolated. They don't want to become one of us extremists.
Right, because in a crowd of people, we stick out like a sore thumb. And it's very difficult.
Yeah, everybody wants to fit in with their peer group. That's psychological. That's not intellectual, and that's our greatest barrier. And the controllers they know that. They know people's need to fit in. That's why they're always hitting us with the polls. You know, polls show this. And the moment you get over 50%, more and more people will flock just because of that fact alone.
Sure. Well, it's just like the New York Times bestseller list. I mean, you could sell 10 books, and they will put your name on that list simply because they want to sell a particular book, a particular ideology, when in fact it has nothing whatsoever to do with the quantity of books sold, but simply the ideology that they are trying to market. And so people will look at that list and say, that it's on that list. I'm going to buy that book.
Yeah.
And surveys the same way. Who does all these polls?
The same people that manipulated the public opinion in the first place. I mean, it's like a flow chart. I mean, first you saturate the airwaves with propaganda, then you take a poll, and people begin to reflect the very propaganda that you beat them over the head with, and then you report on the poll. People are now believing such and such, so it makes it seem as if the people arrived at their own conclusion.
Right.
They do this all the time. It's so transparent to me, and it's just tragic how people fall into that.
Right. And we all fit in that category, I think, because we probably, most of us, went to a government school where we learned to be a part of the group. And I think that this is also true within the military, where you are browbeat into belonging to a group.
Yeah.
If you go against what everybody else is doing, then you are just the drill instructor,
sure,
whomever's in charge.
It's part instinctual, but it's also exploited by things like the public schools and the press.
And certainly the military.
Yeah.
Because they are taught to act as a group, and you do not step outside of that particular environment that they have imposed upon you. And of course, people who join the military, they don't know what they're getting into or what they're going to be expected to do.
It's like joining a gang in many ways.
Sure. One that's legalized.
I tell you what, you could not get me to drop bombs on women and children. You want to court martial me, throw me in jail, that's fine. But I just don't understand how some of these pilots in World War II can just drop these incendiary bombs that burned tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people to death.
Well, it's because the U.S. government has demonized the enemy to the point that the people who are dropping those bombs don't consider them human beings, but
right,
devils and animals and gooks and Nazis and,
yeah,
you know, all those bad, bad things. And of course, that's how they do it.
I'm thinking one of my upcoming pieces is going to be on this topic. Because what strikes me is how in 1937, when the Hindenburg blew up, we all cried for the dead Germans on the Hindenburg. 5 years later, we're incinerating hundreds of thousands of Germans, and we're cheering. And then 5 years later, after that, during the Berlin airlift, when we were dropping food to hungry Germans, we were again sympathetic to the Germans. So they could turn it on and off. So literally, within a span of less than 10 years, we went from, you know, loving the Germans to actually despising and wanting to kill them, and then loving them again.
And where does this all emanate from? It emanates from movies, from the media, and they do these things like the Hindenburg. I mean, I think that was I don't buy that as an incident.
That was probably the first direct assault on Germany to kill its airship industry. That it blew up at the precise moment that it was mooring in front of all the movie reels. And then the very next day, this is reminiscent of 9/11, and they already had it figured out. It's so static electricity. Like, well, how do you know that?
And oftentimes, well, like 9/11. I mean, all the information that we received on that day, and the first information about any particular event that comes out is the stuff that we remember. And right, when you look at all the things that we were told, and then you look at even in the alternative media a decade later, you find that we are believing the same things that they told us on that very day. And we think that, oh, well, you know, the alternative media came up with that. But no, they didn't. It was planted, subtly planted in our minds. And even when you're looking at an event, for instance, going back to the JFK assassination. Okay, we'll hold that thought until after the break. Be back in 3 minutes.
Thank you. There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com, and we were talking about, we were talking about 9/11. We were talking about the media and the role that they play. And Dan Rather was just a simple local Dallas newscaster. And on that day, he said, in referring to JFK, said, you could see his head move violently forward as if to confirm the government's version that he was shot from the school depository. I almost said suppository.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Depository, sorry. And it's not a laughing matter.
Well, the bandwidth is full of you-know-what, so I guess maybe...
And then on 9/11, the same Dan Rather, who is now a national news broadcaster, said, oh, it's a controlled demolition. And so what do we do in the alternative media? So, oh, yeah, it slipped out, and it was a controlled demolition, which I do not believe that it was. But and then we were talking earlier about the Face in the Crowd, the movie where Andy Griffith played this diabolical, manipulating monster, and thereafter he got his own Mayberry down-home program that talked about, that promoted family values and all that kind of thing. And so, I mean, it's just kind of interesting that people get promoted for the things that they do that really damage the American public. And somebody in the chat room, which I think is incredibly interesting, said, getting back to the Hindenburg, said, referring to that ship, I can't remember the name of the ship, but the cruise ship that tanked right off the launch in front of the cameras was planned. Remember, it just turned, I mean, it was terrible. There's been a couple of cruise ships, but there was one that was... where the cruisers, the people who were on the ship, they were just the experiences that they had, the food that wasn't available, just all of the awful stories. Well, they don't want us to travel, do they? They don't want us to be driving. They don't want us to be traveling, so they put up radiation machines to keep us from traveling by air. Would you have gotten on a cruise ship after that story, after seeing that the cruise ship go down, or the one that just got stalled?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely took a the cruise industry definitely took a dip in sales afterwards.
Is that a pun?
That's the way the public thinks, though. You remember when Jaws, the movie, came out in the 70s, people stopped.
Oh, right. Yes, who wants to go swimming in the ocean?
Yeah.
Not anytime soon, thank you.
Yeah. Or every time there's an oil spill, the way they'll hype that up. But, when you look at things logically, these kind of events are so rare that it should not impact your decision to do this or that. How many tens of thousands of people die in automobile accidents every day? Can you imagine if the press hyped up every automobile accident the way they hype up every shooting?
Yes.
We'd be back to horse and buggies.
Right.
Yeah.
And certainly more people die from the medical industry than die in any other event.
More children have died in baseball-related injuries than in school shootings.
Wow.
More people are killed by lightning each year than the so-called assault gun.
When you
play with the numbers, it's incredible what you come up with, and you see how irrational people are under the influence
and what
of
the media decides to focus on, because what they decide to focus on is what they want us to believe. Now, on your website, there's a picture of you, and 30 in the chat room said that that's Mr. Ed. Is that Mr. Ed?
No, that's Mr. What is that horse's name?
I don't know.
That's Mr. Dallas. It's a local stable that I like to just go there, and once in a while I'll ride, but usually I just go there to feed carrots to the horses. A big animal lover.
Me too. No,
his name is Mr. Dallas.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. So it's not one of your horses?
Oh, no, I don't own horses. I wish I did.
Yeah.
I have a cat.
You have a cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have three cats. I did at one time own two Welsh ponies.
Oh, nice.
Oh, well, it wasn't too nice at first because they came off of an island in the middle of the Salt Lake.
Yeah.
They were wild, wild, wild. And I ended up breaking them.
Yeah.
And because animals, well, I don't know. I worked really hard at breaking them, but it was a rather challenging thing. But I think that animals know when people really like them. And
And you know what else? I really believe that animals have a built-in ability to sense a good person that means well versus somebody who's has an evil streak in them. Years ago, I was really taken for a ride by a slick salesman who came to my home. And it was strange. I had a dog at that time who just loved everybody, but he kept growling at this man like he wanted to take his jugular out. It was so strange. We had to put him away. And then, you know, later on, it turned out the service that I paid for was not what it was represented to me.
Unbelievable.
And this guy was a total degenerate, and I tried to get customer service, and, you know, he was all buddy-buddy when he was trying to sell me, but afterwards it was like, screw you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I really believe my dog sensed something that I didn't.
Sure. I had a cat like that, Mei Ling. She's a Siamese cat. And I remember I opened the door one time, and it was the salesperson. And she was usually not, well, Siamese cats aren't extra friendly, but she was just so aggressive towards this guy. I didn't even let him in. And she was just on the chair right beside the door, and she was just growling at him. And she knew. They know. They absolutely know. Human beings, they can sense when somebody is bad or good. And I think, okay, this brings us back to Adolf Hitler. I think that his association with animals and his...
I have a big spread. One of my items on the archives page is Hitler with animals and children.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you could just see the comfort level that the children and the animals had with him.
Exactly.
And also the sincerity in his own eyes. You know, it wasn't like a staged, like if you ever see Obama pick up a child for the cameras, it's so awkward. He's rigid. He's not comfortable with a child. And even with his dog, I mean, you can sense that right away that he's, you know, some kind of
psychopath. Yeah, he doesn't even want to travel on the same plane with him. What's that tell you?
Yeah, he sends a separate helicopter for the dog or plane.
Mm.
But that is interesting. These pictures reveal a lot when you look at Hitler around animals. How he was a vegetarian, you know.
Yeah, and it isn't what he looks like when he's around the animal. It's what how the animal is responding to him.
The animal and the child.
Yeah.
You know, because I think children are like animals in a sense that, you know, their intellects haven't been corrupted yet or overly developed, so maybe they think on a more basic level. But I think you could tell a lot by someone who's able to get a child to really open up like that.
Yes.
Now, and I've seen countless pictures of Obama with children, and he doesn't have it because the man doesn't have a soul, you know.
Yes, I agree. Well, it's been delightful, as usual, to have you on the program, and I hope that people will go to your website. And if you haven't heard the poem, the Christmas poem, but particularly the McCain poem, please.
Yeah, I just during commercial break, I put both of them in the toolbar, so people want to find them, Christmas poem and McCain the Insane. So.
And please send that, the McCain one, to everybody in your address book. It is just priceless. I mean, I just love that that poem. And the website, of course, is tomatobubble.com. And we didn't take the opportunity to talk about your the anti-New York Times, which is something that people can access. And you read, what do you say? You read the stuff that...
Yeah, every day I check out the front page and I take the two or three most biased headlines and I break them down.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much, Mike.
Next month we'll talk about Hitler visits Oprah, but that's on the website now, too.
And have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you and all yours.
Okay.
With a capital C-H-R-I-S-T. With